the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I've had an epiphany. Something has come to me.
Uh-oh.
I'll get to it in a second. Welcome to the show! It is a show with hosts. This is kind of my epiphany, so actually I'm getting right into it. I don't know how many there are. I think we're just a three-person show now, and it's just a question of which three. That's like the new thing. So anyway, welcome to A Freak Accident. There are three of us here this time. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E, and I had the worst, possibly one of the worst weeks of my life last week.
Deep.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
I'm still here.
You are still here.
Why?
Thank God. Because the other feminine voice is not here.
Kara sucks.
I appreciate that our producer, Lazy E, despite the fact that he does not have any of our sound effects or our audio equipment to do any of our inserts and drops and anything like that, any of our beds.
He's got them all memorized. It's fine.
I know.
Yeah. He's here, though, in person at least. Which, you know, is more than we could say for Kara. And he had to drive all the way from Philadelphia. He was in Philadelphia today, drove all the way back, and still got here on time.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to point out, last week, I still had packing to do and preparations. They're just called triperations.
Yeah.
I just made a new word, like the wordsmith that I am. I was making preparations, and I still had to pack last week, and I still took the time to sit down and record this show. Kara has a boo-boo or something. I don't know what happened, but she's not here. Tummy ache, right? She's got a tummy ache.
I'm just waiting for next week when she gets better and they have the celebration at her house of her getting better on a Wednesday party.
Yeah, they got to have one of their classic Wednesday cookouts to celebrate her being healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll have to miss then.
Yeah.
I just told her in the group chat, I was like, damn it, like get sick on a Thursday for a change or a Friday.
Yeah.
Or a Monday, and then be better by Wednesday.
Yeah. Any of the other 6 days of the week.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that like these things always seem to fall. And now her new strategy is she doesn't even give us any advanced warning so that we could like move recording to another day, another time. No, she gives it to us a half hour before we're supposed to get together. Guys, I've got a tummy ache. I'm not going to make it. But conveniently made it to work today.
Well, she left early, apparently.
But still made it in and will be at work tomorrow, too, I only assume. So conveniently, it falls just right in this block of time where this is all happening.
So then we change the block of time.
I've been trying to do that. Like I said, she gives us no warning, though.
Well, then we give her no warning.
What?
We're just going to change the day and the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like this chaotic energy, though. I'm going to go with it.
It might work.
It might work. It's just crazy enough to work.
It won't work.
But anyway, yeah, we're a freak accident. It's the best mistake ever. And our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com. So reach out to us with that email or on social media. You can find us anywhere. Now, obviously, the question remains, why did Lazy E have the worst week of his life?
I also want to know why you have a different car.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, there's all sorts of things mixed into this worst week.
So this all ties in together.
Oh, it all ties in.
So
boy.
He was not here last week. Correct. So that was the three-person combo was different then. Maybe I'll just skip next week, and who knows what might happen.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Considering we're at your house.
I'll just be like, guys, I farted and I can't make the show. I got gas.
You never trust a fart, man. Never.
Yeah, the fart, there was a little more that came along with it, and I'm not going to be able to record.
So it started out Monday. I got a migraine. and I have a brain issue, so that migraines mean something bad usually.
Yeah, generally speaking, I mean, we were all very concerned.
Yes.
When we heard that, like, you had a migraine and, like, by Wednesday had not yet gone to the doctor, I was ready to find you and choke you.
No. I did go to the doctor, but I had that for, like, 3 days.
Ugh.
On top of that, I went to go, this is the next part of the worst week ever, I went to speak at a rehab.
I'm sorry, so when you say migraine,
yeah,
you're talking about not the colloquial use of migraine, which is just, I got a really bad headache.
No, like, this is legitimate... like, I couldn't see type of, like, light.
Yeah, so light hurt, nausea.
Nausea,
Yeah, that's the legitimate
sure,
thing.
Sure, absolutely.
And I've had them too. They are not pleasant, and it's way worse than just, I have a really bad headache, let me take an aspirin.
Yeah.
Way worse.
So then I go speak, I go to speak at a rehab, which is, if
with,
you're...
With a migraine?
With a migraine. I go to speak at a rehab because I already promised that I would do it, and it was starting to go down, the migraine. So I went to go do that, and it's in, if you're local to this area, a place called Chick Shinny, which it's exactly
that's
how
out
you...
there.
Yeah, it's exactly how you'd imagine it if you hear the name Chick Shinny. It's a backwoods type of area.
The word hick is in there.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. So I finished speaking at the rehab. I go and... go to drive home. Their one bridge is closed. Now, if you're ever in this area,
it's like a 14-mile detour or something, right?
So I go on this detour, and here's the thing. In Chick Shinny, a lot of their roads are just rocks or grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just start riding down this road where my GPS is taking me on the detour. And I end up like Michael Scott. I was on a dead-end road.
Oh, no.
So I back out. I back out into the woods. I go to back out. It's so dark and raining.
Oh, God, it was raining, too?
So I back out. It ends up going down a slope into the woods. Had to get it towed out.
So you had to, somebody had to come with a winch to pull it out of that pit.
I had to get towed out from the flow out.
Now,
did you have your glasses on at least?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. This was a... I'm going to say it. This was a Jeep, right? Doesn't everybody say, well, the good thing about Jeeps, even though they break all the time and they suck, is you can go mudding with them. You can
go mudding, but not the mudding I did. So I got that towed out. It's still at the tow company. Well, the tow company also does repairs.
Okay.
It's still there getting fixed, which is why I have my mom's car.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Well, here's the one thing they had to do. They had to power wash the bottom. Just to see the bottom.
To make sure you didn't damage
anything. Damage anything on
it
the bottom.
It was that caked up with mud?
Yeah. It, like, sunk into there.
Oh, no.
So that's number two. Number three, I come home, my cat collapses. He gets kind of woozy and collapses. I bring him to the 24-hour pet thing in Plains around here. They tell me, well, here's the deal. We don't have all the equipment here to do all the check on the heart.
This is like the second
Shocker.
Time.
Yeah. So I went out to UPenn in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And got him checked out there, which turns out everything's fine. They got him on new medicine. Today I went there. The reason why was a checkup on if the medicine's working good,
right.
Getting full scans and everything, echoes and all that stuff. Echo. Echo. But he turns out he's doing well on the new medicine.
Okay.
There was water around the heart and in the chest cavity.
Okay.
The chest cavity, it's gone. There's still a little around the heart, but they started new medicine. It's congestive heart failure.
Right. Yeah, that's what that is.
But this new medicine's starting to, there's none left in the chest. After he took this new medicine, and the heart's starting to go, the water's starting to go away.
Good.
So he may be recovering from that now, but that all happened in a span of a week.
That's a week.
It is.
Yeah, an expensive week.
It sounds like it.
A very, very expensive, painful week.
Visits to the doctor for brain, car crashed off cliff, cat fall down. That, yeah, those are three very expensive things.
Yeah, nothing in there said cheap.
Yeah, no. No. You should have given that talk at Cheap Shitty.
You came close to saying a different word. We almost had to bleep something there.
It's called a skirt of the edge. Man, that is tough. But look at him. Look, now that's a reason to not miss the show.
Sure.
but he's here today, despite having to go to and from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Still in attendance.
Yeah, how did you get out of Philadelphia on time?
Oh, to add to the terribleness, while I'm in Philadelphia, there's like an hour and a half that my cat had to be checked out to do all the tests and everything.
So you went to go get food, probably.
Exactly. So I went go get food. I had to park my car. I just leave it there. I go down this area. There's a Starbucks. I'm like, cool. There's a thing to kind of have a point of reference of where I'm at. So I walk down. It's quite a little bit of a walk down there.
He caught a stray.
I got food. I walk back. I see the Starbucks. I'm like, sweet. And I turn and I'm walking. I'm like, where's my car? My mom's car. Uh-oh. I can't find it. And I'm like, I'm in Philadelphia. I walked for an hour only to realize I walked on the wrong side of the Starbucks and eventually found my car. Meanwhile, I'm wearing these Tom shoes that have no soles in them.
Right.
My feet hurt so bad right now.
Does your mom's car not have one of the honky
horn
things?
They do, but I wasn't close enough to it for it to honk.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there. I'm panicking. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm in Philadelphia, and I'm stuck.
Never mind that his car could have potentially been carjacked. That wasn't what he's thinking about. He was thinking about, my poor virgin flesh is going to be ripped apart by these animals.
I was like, it's going to get dark, and once it gets dark, I'm done.
Yeah, right.
I might as well just say I'm dead. I'm in downtown Philadelphia
in the
dark.
Yeah, the vampires come out at night.
It would be safer if it was vampires.
No.
It's not the Crypt Keeper I'm worried about. I'm worried about the Crypts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, geez. And the funniest thing about that is that it was just right there. You just went the wrong way.
Yeah, went the wrong way. But thankfully, that was the problem.
Your life is a comedy of errors.
It is. I'm a sitcom.
Yeah, he's a National Lampoon movie at this point.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, except there's no funny ending.
Yeah,
it
right.
just keeps getting terrible things happening one after another.
Clark Griswold wanted to go to Wally World, right? Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
And then all Lazy E wants to do is get to a freak accident.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do, and I'm here.
You are here. You made it.
Yeah.
So technically there's a funny ending because this show is funny and amusing.
Okay. I'll take that.
He did not sound thrilled about that.
Well, I'll see if it's amusing when we see what's coming up on the show
tonight. All right, yeah, so that we can do that. So on the show today, we've got the wealth gap continues to expand. Now there's an app that only the extremely wealthy have access to.
Fancy.
What is it and why?
I'm kind of interested.
I'm interested, too.
I'm not.
Well,
I mean, none of us are probably going to ever have this amount of money, so it doesn't matter, but it'll still be somewhat interesting. We've got a listener active that we did that asked, what's something you're convinced people are pretending to like?
We got some good answers.
We did get some good answers, and we will provide some of our own.
Okay.
We have 9 common situations that are awkward. Or are they?
Ooh.
The interesting bit about that is they're common. So we'll discuss whether or not they're awkward. I know Mickey's always going to say no because nothing flaps her. She's unflappable.
Flapping. What is flapping?
Yeah.
Look it up. That's an old school thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's also a term, unflappable. It means that, look it up in the dictionary. I don't have time to explain it to you. I have to get on to explaining what's next on the show after that segment, which is 6 tips from Tom Brady's mental fitness coach.
So we're going to...
Do they teach you how to be a horse's ass? Is that tip number 1? I guess we'll find
out.
We're
going to TB12 our brain.
And if we have time, the 12 most overrated movies people pretend to love.
Lots of pretending going on in the show.
Yeah, I know. I kept with that theme. You know, we pretend to be good at
what
we do.
Would that make us pretentious? Yeah! Dun.
Yeah, cue the Who. So we don't have any music, so we're doing another dry. We're doing it dry.
Boom.
Dry like a desert.
Boom.
Or not. But a freak accident All that's on the way on a freak accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor Beverages is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and have something for everybody with three delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And you know what's not pretentious? Having Parlor at your 4th, or not 4th of July, your Labor Day, whatever holiday
well,
it is.
4th of July, too, but that's, you know, we got to wait a little while to do that one again.
Yeah, no, but we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, Yeesh. Which means more celebrating, and that means you should have a root beer in hand.
I agree. That's a great idea, Mickey. And so that being said, you should stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Because they got merch, too.
They do.
Lots of cool merch. Lots of interesting little products from shirts to playing cards, all sorts of neat stuff. And they ship anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, hey, look, that's you. You get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK. Freak, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages. Yo, drink more freaking root beer.
Hey!
Hey!
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
I think everybody at some point has a dream about being wealthy.
Whenever the Powerball or Mega Millions goes up, I think about it.
But yeah, people talk about it. And you talk about it with other people,
and
too.
And you daydream.
Yeah.
What would I do if I won that money? How would I dispense it amongst my friends?
Now, Mickey, I'm not talking about like everybody wants to be wealthy, because I know you probably don't want to be wealthy.
Yeah, it doesn't look fun.
Right. But you probably have thought about, if I had a lot of money, what would I do with it? Like, everybody has those thoughts.
To an extent.
Yeah. Because it's just, I don't know, it's just a thing that people do. I don't know if one of the things on my list would be download an app that's exclusive to my rich ass. I'm not sure if that's on my list at all.
It's a status symbol.
Well, that's really true. What it is. Isn't that what most stuff that rich people get and use and do? It's all status,
yeah.
Right? Like, nobody needs a yacht, but you buy one anyway because you can.
Well, it's kind of like a Rolex.
Right.
Sure.
You don't need a Rolex watch. You don't need a watch at all.
That's true. Everybody has phones now that have a clock in them.
But it's a status symbol.
Right. Yeah. Fancy jewelry, expensive suits. Again, kind of like the same thing. Like, you can go to Cranson's, which is like our local suit shop here, and you can get a suit, even a nice suit, for like a few hundred dollars. You don't need a thousands upon thousands of dollars custom-made, tailored suit made of some kind of exotic animal's flesh. I don't know how that works or whatever, but you don't need to do all that, but you can. So you do it because you can.
Sure.
Although, like somebody pointed out recently, there's this new trend amongst rich people where they're all just kind of dressing like slobs, and like they're shopping at like Gap and things, and they're just buying normal people clothes, and they're wearing like regular sneakers and things like that.
I feel like they always have, and they only for certain events wear the fancy stuff, and it's just more noticeable now because of social media.
Maybe.
I'll never forget when I lived down in Texas. My job had a Christmas party, and it was at this like hoity-toity place. Me and this one guy, Nick, we were laughing because they brought over cream puffs, but they called them upscale Twinkies, and we're like, ha ha, we're eating like the poor today. Yes, this is what the poor people eat at the Dollar General: cream Twinkies.
But this comes from the New York Post. So if one of us were to happen to be wealthy, there is a new concierge app. Now, concierge, that's Mickey, how would you describe a concierge?
Somebody that takes care of your basic necessities.
It's a butler.
As far as booking and...
Yeah, more or less. I know, like, in not like in every hotel, but like in a lot of hotels in like touristy locations or like bigger cities will have a concierge that you can go to who will arrange for, you know,
drivers,
a cab or something, reservations.
That was the word I was looking for.
probably like tickets to shows like Broadway or sporting events or what have you. You know, so the concierge, I guess, like is usually like a person who like has like connections
it's
too.
A temporary secretary, or thing assistant,
assistant, or like a travel agent kind of thing. Like they'll hook you up with what you need, and like they know how to get you to where you need to go,
right?
Kind of thing. So there's a concierge app called Myria, M-Y-R-I-A. No idea how that's pronounced. But a New York Post reporter got access to it. Apparently, though, it is only for the super wealthy. Membership alone costs $30,000 a year.
So 10% of your $30 million above income.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that alone is a regular, like, at least like around here where we live.
A little bit less than the average.
The median salary.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So once you're a member, though, you can text them to get pretty much anything.
Anything?
So, in other words, front row seats to Taylor Swift is nothing.
Oh, and like a gold mine.
This app could apparently arrange dinner with Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Not just anyone can join, though. It's invite only. That's the other thing.
Mm.
So not only does it cost $30,000 a year, but you also need to have a net worth of at least $30 million.
Right.
Net worth. So that includes liquid assets,
right?
Liquidable assets. You don't need to just have that money sitting in a bank account.
And I mean, if you really think about it, if you had an assistant, you would probably pay more than that.
Right.
So
is the app
this just
really worth
cutting
it?
Out an assistant and then just having the app available to you?
I mean, that's kind of what it's. You know what this smells like? Did you guys watch those Firefest documentaries?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that guy.
Yes.
Remember, like, he had that business, like, even before Firefest, where it was like, oh, get this black card or whatever it was. It was like some
It was a credit card that he was trying to make.
Yeah, but, like, he promised
all sorts of perks.
Yeah, all kinds of weird perks, like exclusive backstage tickets to concerts, like, you know, tickets to Hamilton when they were never available, kind of stuff like that.
So you're saying we should keep an eye on this because this might be the same thing.
I'm suspicious of it is what I'm getting
especially
at.
Yeah. With the being able to get Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, nobody could get Taylor Swift. Even the rich had trouble getting Taylor Swift
right.
tickets.
Well, that was the whole thing with that guy in those documentaries. I forget what his name was, but his whole thing was he often like scouted people who were affluent, wealthy,
right.
because he knew a couple people and like he was always like shifting his money around. Like he never had a lot of it, but he would rob Peter to pay Paul
right.
kind of thing. And so he would like get them concert tickets somehow to like some show that they really wanted to see. And like in return, they'd owe him a favor. And so then he'd use that favor to get somebody else something that they needed. And he was always like wheeling and dealing. But nobody was actually like he didn't have an inroad to like be able to just get concert tickets whenever he wanted. But that's kind of what this is vibing right now. That's I'm catching that drift from this.
I don't feel bad for them.
I don't either. Their average member currently is worth around $600 million. A guy named Ray Flemings launched it. No clue who this dude is. He used to work in the music business and built up a very large Rolodex.
Okay.
So he's got a lot of contacts. So this actually, if that's the case,
then it sounds legit.
It might be legit. But then again, like, even somebody with a lot of contacts, like, you don't have the power to just make things happen.
Right.
You've got to owe somebody something for these kinds of things. You know, we know that even from working in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, you know, we never dealt in, like, you know, $600 million business. But, like, there's always a little give and take with these
Absolutely.
Kinds of things.
There
hey,
is.
We'll have our band show up to do that private concert for your listeners. If, you know, there's usually always a little bit more, you know, or whatever. Or like, oh, we'll sponsor the event. We'll give away tickets. We'll raise awareness to it. Send the guys out to do, like, a limited acoustic show, you know, at our studio or whatever. But there's always give and take. Anyway, over the past decade, he's become the go-to guy when celebrities and billionaires need something. Sounds suspicious. Just saying. For example, he once got a client 2 seats at the Oscars.
Oh my God.
Sitting 9th row next to Jeff Bezos. And it took him less than a day.
Again, that's insane, because you can't just buy Oscar tickets.
Right.
That's what I mean. He knows people, but that's the thing. Like, who got him those tickets, and what did he owe them in return? The app currently has less than 100 members, but many of them are A-list celebrities, athletes, CEOs. There's a community feature so that they can all hobnob with each other, too.
I would love if you said celebrity sports figures and all this, and one plumber.
Yeah, yeah, like it's like the plumber for Beverly Hills, like,
or somebody who won the Powerball that like doesn't know anybody.
Yeah. That would be funny. There are another 500 people on the wait list. He's hoping to expand and have 1,000 active members by the end of next year. He doesn't think he'll have a hard time finding that many members. He says the number of super rich people is on track to double in the next 3 years. Yeah, as the
wait. So you're saying there's a chance I may get some money. I may fall into some money. If he thinks it's going to double, I could possibly be in that doubleage.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd want to be part of that club, though.
I don't know. I kind of do.
Even if I were to come into a substantial amount of money, or if like all of my various little schemes and plots ended up paying off in dividends and I ended up, you know, rich, I wouldn't want to know these people.
I don't want to know those people. I just want to have the connection.
I don't even want that. I do. I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't watch the Oscars. I don't care about any of
that
stuff.
No, but I want to have dinner with her and go just ask her why. Why did you do this?
What is wrong with you? Ask her that.
Or just ask her. I think I'd want to ask the famous people like Taylor Swift. Like, after you have so much money, why keep going?
Yeah.
Just stop.
Well, you just ask it on TikTok. She'd probably answer at some point.
You can ask Jeff Bezos that.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe we will ask her on TikTok.
I would ask Jeff Bezos how much to prevent me from axe kicking you in the head and splitting that bald open like an egg.
I want to know why he has so much money and his face still looks lopsided. He does. Look at his face. It looks lopsided.
It's because he's filled with misery.
Maybe.
He never smiles. Anyway. So that's that. None of us will ever use that app.
No.
So it doesn't matter.
If I run into money, I'm getting it. I am getting that app.
Apparently, E is sold on the app.
I'm in.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good deal.
He wants it. He wants to sleep in a hotel room bed with Guns N' Roses.
Oh! Spoon Axel.
Ray, make it happen, Ray. Make it happen. Lazy E, future bajillionaire. Oh, right here.
It's going to happen by next year, according to this guy.
He's on that doubleage.
I'm on the doubleage, man. I'm going to do this.
Put that on a shirt. I'm on the doubleage.
Yeah.
Up next, our listener active. What's something you're convinced people are pretending to like? Besides being rich, I guess.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
So the question that we posed to our listeners on our social media profiles was, what is something that you're convinced people are pretending to like? So this is something that people will talk highly of. Mm-hmm. They'll speak highly about it. They'll talk about all the merits of it and, oh, you know, they do it and how much they enjoy it and everything else. And like they might even, it's kind of like the lady doth protest too much kind of thing. So you get that vibe after a while, like, there's no way you actually like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now some of these things might be things that some people might legitimately like, but people on the whole, I don't know.
All right.
Well, what are, do we have any?
Yeah.
First of all? Okay.
Kale.
Kale.
It's disgusting.
But you pretend to like it?
People pretend to like it because it was a hip thing to do.
I legitimately like kale.
No, you don't.
I do.
No,
I get it on my salads when I get it at Red Leaf.
Yeah, I eat kale, but.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's nutritious.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste good.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it does.
It depends on... Yeah, it shouldn't be, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't eat just kale. Like, I would never go into, like, my crisper and grab a fistful of kale and just munch on it. But you mix it in with, like,
You've
romaine.
Never done kale chips?
I have done kale chips, actually.
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty good.
But
those were seasoned, though,
okay.
You know?
I think people just pretended to like it because it was, like, the thing at one point.
Well, that is kind of like the nature of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff that, like, okay, some people might like it.
Right.
But it becomes all the rage, and then people bandwagon on it.
Right.
Even if they're not enjoying it, yeah. they've got to get rid of that
FOMO. They've got to be on the bandwagon.
All the healthy people and all the people that want to be on a health kick, kale this, kale that. And it's like, no, you don't. There's not that many people that like bitter lettuce.
Mickey, do you have anything?
People.
Just people in general.
Yeah, it's always people. What do people pretend to like? people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll always. It's funny. I'm the duplicity of man, right? Like, I will encourage people to treat each other more kindly, with more respect, be better to each other. But then at the same time, people piss me off.
Sure.
And it's really easy for me to get annoyed with how stupid some people
are. I'm looking more at, like, again, jumping on the bandwagon. You know, somebody becomes popular on one of the social media apps, or a singer, or somebody, an actor. And everyone's like, oh, I love them, I love them, I love them. And then they, like, you know, a couple months later, they completely, like, hate them.
Well, that's the milkshake duck phenomenon. Are you familiar with this?
No.
So this was the milkshake duck thing came. So basically, a lot of the times that's because, oh, somebody will, like, suddenly rise to superstardom. Like,
right.
There's like, oh, a meteoric rise. But then as people learn more about them, they find, wow, this person kind of sucks.
Sure.
So the milkshake duck was a tweet that somebody had sent out that said, everybody loves milkshake duck, a duck that eats delicious milkshakes. And then 5 minutes later, we regret to inform you that the duck is racist. So it's kind of like, yeah, everybody's waiting. Like, milkshake duck is right around the corner. That's like an expression now to mean, like, okay, this person is suddenly very popular. What about them are we going to find out that's going to make us wish that we hadn't, like, gone all in on them so quickly?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. For me, it's got to be running. Nobody likes running. I run, and I don't like it. I do it for the health benefits, and there are health benefits.
Sure.
But it is not an enjoyable experience, and I can't imagine anybody that does it actually enjoys it. Runner's high is a load of bull. It's not real. Doesn't exist. Nobody's ever gotten a runner's high. You know what the runner's high is? The relief that you feel when you're done running. That's what the runner's high is.
Or you're high because you don't have enough oxygen from running.
Yeah, you're suffocating. That's what it is. And you're entering a state of delirium.
You got it.
You know what else is another thing people pretend to like? It's winter and snow and everything like that. Ugh. Those people that jump online and, like, thank God the summer's over.
Mickey
Let's bring
likes
it
the
on.
Cold weather, yeah.
And it's like, no, you're just doing this to be a contrarian.
No, Murder and I really, because here's my thing with winter. I can put on layers of clothing.
Yeah.
I can always put on more layers of clothing to be warm. And it's pretty when it snows. When it is hot outside, the last thing I can do is peel off my skin.
Yeah, it looks so pretty with those dead trees outside.
I'm fine with that.
No, a fresh snow does look nice. And I mean, it's, you know, but, like, more people die of cold than of heat.
Sure.
So that's a statistical fact.
It is.
So you're wrong.
Yeah.
I like what I like. I am not wrong.
All right. I'm not saying, but again, that's you being a contrarian. I mean, there's also way less. People have made that argument with me, too. Like, there's way less to do in the wintertime, too.
Yes.
Way less to do.
There's the same amount of stuff to do.
There is not swim.
You can't swim. You really...
I don't go swimming, though, so...
Well, that doesn't mean everybody doesn't go swimming.
Well, yeah, Mickey, you sit in your house and watch paint dry. That's
like
your
excitement. But, like, the amount of things that you can do in the wintertime versus the summertime is about the same. It just changes.
Yeah, you know what they don't have in wintertime? Party on the patio.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Do they even have it anymore?
Yes, they do.
They don't have outdoor concerts in the wintertime. They don't have...
They have indoor concerts instead.
Yeah, but those aren't the same thing. It's not like a big festival and stuff like that. It isn't the same. The water parks.
But it's better.
You don't have water
parks.
You have water parks in the wintertime.
Less mm-hmm. peoples.
You don't have amusement parks in the wintertime. Yeah, Mickey, we have movies that you never go to see. So it doesn't really make a difference for you either way.
No.
But I'm with you on that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. People claim. Yeah. But it's the same thing with running, though. Oh, I ran a marathon.
And I always say to those people, you know you're old enough to make a decision that you don't have to run.
Yeah, right.
What are you running from?
Yeah, we don't live in the world where we need to flee predators. There's a saber-toothed tiger chasing me. We don't have to worry about that anymore. We have cars. And
we advance in technology so we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We may die earlier, but that's okay.
We got cars
now. I'm okay with
that. We don't got to run anywhere. You know, like I said, there are health benefits to running. I mean, it's good for you to run, but it is not fun.
No.
Nobody actually enjoys it. And you running a marathon, that's just, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, I don't know if you're just trying to get people to be like, wow, that's impressive that you ran 36 miles. So you ran 36 miles. It's like, So, you know, you held your breath for half of that and you entered like a weird fight or flight thing because your brain started to turn off after you became oxygen depleted and you just forced your way through the rest of it. That's not impressive. It's practically suicidal. You need help. You need therapy. You don't need to run another marathon.
No.
See, you used to run, too.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's the worst. Absolutely.
Until you're done.
Yeah, that's the only good part. So that's ours. Well, we put that. Now let's get to our listeners.
Sure.
Okay, so we did have this on Facebook. Nancy the Barbarian, Nancy of the Konar the Barbarian double.
Yeah.
She says exercise and eating healthy, ... every day. I mean, I do enjoy exercise. Like, I enjoy weightlifting. I enjoy eating well because I feel better. But, like, I do agree it's not the kind of thing that I could do exclusively. I don't exercise every day because that would get monotonous probably and boring after a while. I spread it out. I exercise. Well, I mean, I do different kinds of exercise. Like, I do, like, cardio every other day and then, like, weights every other day.
Right.
But, like, I break it up. You know what I mean? So, but eating exclusively healthy, that's effing boring because all the best stuff is bad for you.
Of course.
So, you know, you got to mix it up.
Butter means better.
Right. Yeah. Nicole says hiking.
Yes. Everybody came up with that it became a trend.
Yeah.
I have to laugh. The electrician was at our house the other night and he was telling us how he went on a hike and almost died because it did not occur to him that hiking usually means that you are traversing up a hill.
Yeah.
And he is very out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so the next time somebody says, do you want to go on a hike? You go, how about a walk? Mm-hmm. At least then it's flat ground.
I actually do enjoy hiking, but I completely understand why people don't.
Yeah, it and makes people just put it on their profiles and their dating apps. Love hiking. No, you don't.
Yeah. Well, here's
there's
the thing.
Not that many people hiking because I've looked on the trails. There's not that many people.
Right. I like going for a walk. And sometimes, yes, that means going on a hiking trail. But I am not going to put myself in a situation where I am going to be on that thing for 3 hours.
Well, here's the thing. That there are a lot of trails.
Right.
That like are literally, it's a walking path.
Correct.
You know, it's a place to go for a walk. Mm. In the woods. It's not necessarily a hike. You know, hiking is usually a little bit more difficult. You're going over treacherous terrain, uneven ground, a lot of that sort of stuff. I do enjoy it. It's a pain in the ass, but like, you know, there was actually a TikTok recently where it was like different clips of a guy on a hike and he's just going, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, F's sake. Oh, there's more. And then at the end, like, he's at the top of this beautiful mountain with this amazing view and he's like, wow, I'm really glad I did this.
Well,
you know, it's just kind of like, you hate it the whole time until like at the end, it's like,
Here's the thing with hiking. What am I going to get out of it? I'm going to get to see the leaves and the trees that I could see while I'm sitting in my backyard, and I'm going to get a twisted ankle.
You got to get better boots.
No.
I don't know.
So I lose more money.
I like being out in nature in like the quiet and being able to
nature
see
doesn't
the
like you though.
It does.
No, it does
it
not.
Likes me.
It tries it to kill us every day.
It doesn't like Kara. It likes me just fine.
No.
I've had some great experiences in nature.
Nature is just out to kill you. Think about it. Poison ivy. Bees. Wasps.
Well, not
snakes.
Bees aren't out to kill you. Wasps are.
Snakes.
Yeah.
Bear.
No, bear are docile.
No, they are not.
They are if you leave them alone.
What if it's a black bear?
They're docile if you leave them alone. That's true of every bear. That's not true. Not even remotely. D's.
I saw this one.
Mike D's. Oh, he says me.
As in himself.
I guess.
I mean, I agree with it.
Ouch.
People pretend to like him?
Yeah. I don't even know him, really.
I think he's
so.
Saying he pretends to like himself.
Or he's saying, what's something that people pretend to like? He's saying people pretend to like me. That's kind of sad.
It is.
D's, I like you, man. You're sarcastic, and you think about taxes way too much. But
yes.
You're a good dude, and you support the show. Therefore, you've got our thanks.
I need to learn more. I don't know if I like him.
Okay.
Write us in, D.
Just being truthful.
Yeah, tell us more about yourself. Give us like a Give us like a dating profile kind of.
Oh, that would be great.
Email it to freaks@freakaccident.com and we'll, if you don't want us to read it on the show, we won't, but it'll at least give us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Now, Mickey, you've got more, right?
I got a whole list because, you know, my friends are ridiculous sometimes. Yeah. So David, which you and I both know, Chris,
I do know Dave.
He answered with the part of the question, Crocs. Because Kara had initially listed that as something that people pretend.
Oh.
So he went off on that. He said, yes, Crocs. And then he one-upped it when I got to work to explain why he said Crocs.
Okay.
So they have these little bobble things that you can buy now. And he thinks that that is why they are so popular now, because people can put these little baubles on their shoes, and that's what's making them more popular.
That would make me constantly paranoid that it's going to pop off and I'm going to lose it, though.
They
yeah.
absolutely right. do. They so, fall off yeah. all over the place. It's a great moneymaker for Crocs.
I just can't imagine my feet sweating in those rubber shoes all day. That's got to be the worst smell in
I've heard, though, they're very comfortable. I want to try one out.
I couldn't wear
them. But I wouldn't wear them in public.
Yeah, right.
Because you look like
slippers.
An ass. Go ahead.
I know two people that wear Crocs pretty regularly.
Do you judge them for it?
I absolutely do.
Okay, good. As they deserve.
Yeah.
So the next one, and this one made me laugh. Some people might get mad about this, but Mark says veganism.
Oh, no, 100%. No, none of those people like being vegan. Why do you think they have, like, tofurkey? They have to try and mold their horrific chemical byproduct into something that looks like meat so that they can feel like a part of regular cultured society.
Yeah.
They don't enjoy that. That's why they want what we have, by making fake burgers and fake steak. They wish they could be us.
It's true.
Or they could just eat meat.
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Did you just say anus?
I will always bring up the fact that, because a lot of the things that vegans say, like, oh, well, you know, this is the human being's natural diet. Like, human beings are supposed to be.
We don't know that.
We don't, but well, we do, actually, and here's why. Because we know the opposite is true. Because they're like, oh, well, this is what human beings are naturally supposed to be. We're not supposed to eat meat. Okay, so there was a couple that had a baby, and they fed the baby vegan food exclusively, and the kid died, and they went to jail. Because kids need meat to freaking grow. It's not good for you. Veganism is not healthy. You can't grow on it.
Well, that in veganism is like extreme vegetarianism.
Yeah, it's literally, well, vegetarianism is like
that's not eating anything of the animal. Like the meat of the animal.
Yeah, like veganism is they won't even eat, like they won't drink milk.
Right.
Even if it's raised on like a holistic farm or whatever, they won't eat honey.
Right.
Even though that makes no sense because like the thing
it's
with...
It's produced from a bee.
Yeah, well the thing about bees and honey is like if the bees are ever not happy with their situation, they leave. Like they literally pick up and leave town.
Right.
If they're not happy. So like you've got to work with them. You can't take too much. It's all cooperative effort between. It's very like
yes.
homogenous. So the fact that like you won't even they don't know what they're even talking about. You see what I'm saying? Like it's ridiculous. So I 100% agree. Vegans are pathetic, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
That's not what the
I'm
question
not going
was.
Down that road. But yeah,
you agree.
Well, that they pretend to like it. Yes.
Yeah. You wish you could eat steak. That's why you have your weird soybean steak. Filler or whatever it is that looks like it.
Tofu cow.
Yeah.
So the next one is from Sammy. She actually gave me two. The first one was life with lots of laughing after it. Everybody pretends to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And then the second one was boba tea.
Yeah. You know what the thing is? They had boba tea before. It was called Orbit. It was water with goobs of gelatin in it.
Oh, see, I was thinking Orbeez.
No, but, Orbit.
Okay.
It was disgusting. Because you're just drinking it and all of a sudden gelatin pops in your mouth.
Okay, so I love tapioca. So, like, I've been eating tapioca since I was a kid. However, boba, I always feel like I am going to die every time I drink it. Because they give you those massive straws because they have the giant tapioca balls in them. But they get stuck. And then you have to suck really hard and you're patiently waiting. Don't. But you're patiently waiting for the ball to shoot in the back of your throat. Yeah, we're going down that road.
And it was clean.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But boba tea.
Yeah. I tried it once and I remember thinking to myself at the time, I was like, oh yeah, no, this is good. And then afterward, I was like, I didn't enjoy that at all. I think that whole experience was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Just regular.
I just don't understand why they have to go the extent of making the tapioca so large. Like, just make it the normal size when you make tapioca pudding. That way it doesn't get stuck in the straw. You don't feel like you're going to, you know, kill yourself every time you go to drink.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just it's just weird. It's a weird texture. It's a whole weird thing.
Are you a texture eater? I forget.
I'm not like I don't get like freaky about everything, but there are certain things where I'm just like, this just doesn't work. It's very rare that that happens, but it's like there's stuff where I'm just like, this doesn't belong with this or in this, or everything about this is weird.
Okay, I got one more from my Aunt Simone.
Okay.
Who gave us two as well.
Okay.
The first one was liver and onions.
I love liver and onions.
Bro, are you kidding me?
I love them.
Liver is like the worst meat in the world.
I love liver and onions, especially when they put a little bacon on it. Oh my God.
He would. Why does that not shock
me? I order it anytime I see it on a menu.
It tastes metallic. Like liver literally tastes.
Cause I'm rock and roll!
Oh my God.
Wow. And then coming full circle, back to my original answer of people, hers was siblings.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't like my sister for a long time, but she and I get along great now.
Sure.
I just walked her down the aisle at her wedding over the weekend.
Oh, how cute.
It was actually one of probably the fondest memories I think I will ever have of my life.
You should have pushed her.
It's funny because it happened at the top of a gorge on a hiking trail, too.
You could have pushed her.
It could have ended. Yeah. Could have ended it.
You could have been like, get married.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, this is for that wet willy.
Or just push her down so she just rolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just how it works.
If you have something to contribute, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We got no problem revisiting this. That was pretty good. I think all of those things kind of make sense.
Yeah.
All of those suggestions. Yeah, I would agree with pretty much all of them. So up next, 9 common situations that may or may not be awkward.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
I'm going to be interested in this segment because these situations are allegedly quite common, and the question is just whether or not they are awkward. This was compiled by BuzzFeed. They asked, do you ever try to avoid certain situations because they're awkward, only to see other people in those situations and look completely unfazed? So, someone conducted a poll online where they asked about 9 common situations and asked if people found them awkward or not, and here are the results. So starting at number 9, when you've been coughing a lot in public, so you have to hold it in.
That was a COVID thing.
Oh, during the pandemic, definitely.
I remember I was in a store, I had my mask on, but I felt a cough coming on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. Oh no. And I ran out of that store. I'm like, I gotta get out. I'm going to cough all over this place and they're going to think I have COVID. And at the time, that it seemed like a death sentence.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, people would, it felt like every time I had that little tickle in the throat for anything, I could have just, the one time I think I choked on a drink or something and I started like, I'm like, oh God, people are going to grab their pitchforks and torches and they're going to freaking kill me. 91% said that that is an awkward situation.
I think just because of COVID. I think now it would just be like nobody seems to care.
Probably.
Anymore.
Like, it does annoy me though when somebody keeps coughing and they can't stop. It's like, I don't know, drink some water.
Sure, absolutely. Do something. Clear your throat, do something.
Standing in the grocery store counter after your shopping partner leaves because they forgot something.
Oh, like holding up the line.
Yeah.
That's very awkward.
I've never had to do it because I'm always the one running to get the thing. Mm. I leave Hello Nurse to deal with all that.
So it's awkward for her.
I don't know. I would have to ask her. I've never experienced it myself.
I don't think it would be that awkward, though.
No, it is. I've had that happen to me, and you're just standing there going, hi, everybody.
Because everybody behind you is looking at you. The person standing behind the thing is just looking at you.
You could have a conversation with that person while you're waiting.
Here's the thing. You don't want to hear what those people behind you have to say because it's not good.
Or the people behind the thing. I mean, you can try, but, like, you know, they might hate their life, hate their job, want to be anywhere but there right now. They may not feel like talking.
And that's the last thing they wanted to
happen during
the day. Apparently,
every time I go to the grocery store, that's, you know, I just must run into the cashier.
Well,
that
Mickey,
want to talk my ear off.
Isn't that nice for you that you just fart bubbles and everybody wants to be your friend? Must be super great. Can't imagine. Number seven, when you're taking a test and the teacher looks at your paper and watches you work.
I don't like when people watch me work, period.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. And it gets you self-conscious about what you're doing. You're like, all right.
Like, even like when somebody's in the studio with you when you're on the air. And
yeah.
Watching you do radio.
And it's like, then, because inside my body, I feel like I should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you overdo it, and then you screw up everything.
Interestingly, one of our old bosses, McKay, he was always, I always found more energetic and like on it with, you know, the comedy and stuff like that whenever he had people in the studio with him, because it was like an audience that you could see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're performing actually in front of people that are giving you a reaction, I think it's easier than a hypothetical, even if it's 90,000 people listening to you over the airwaves that you can't see. You don't know if they're laughing or what.
But the thing is, it's more so if you invited them in, that's fine. It's when they come in and you don't expect it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Having to put your change in your wallet while people wait in line behind you. I don't do that.
Who puts their change in their wallet?
I think they mean like even if they broke, if it's not necessarily change, if it's change in the sense that like, oh, you gave them a 20, you owed them 11,
I'm
and
just
so they
immediately
broke it.
Thinking coins.
Yeah. Well, you don't do that. You just throw that in the pocket. But I mean, right. I don't sit there. Because that does annoy me at the grocery store when somebody has like one of those wallets where like it folds up 15 times and they got to get the one card out, you know, or whatever. And then so they got to take the card, they got to put it back in, they got to fold everything up, clasp it closed, put it in the purse, zip the purse up, sling the purse over. It's like, get out of the way.
I'm just never in that much of a rush.
Well, because you don't carry a purse or a big wallet or anything.
But I'm
either,
saying
though.
If somebody did it in front of me, like it. Doesn't
well it, get, it
me.
Annoys
like,
me
whatever.
Because then like they start like ringing up my groceries and I'm trying to get to the bag to bag them and like the person is still just standing there. It's like just move over there and put all your stuff away.
You see, I'm very OCD with my money, so everything has to be facing the right way.
Oh, you're wearing
and it has
those.
To be in the order.
Yeah,
so when I get my change, I'm like, sorry. Sorry. And if there's multiple like bills that are like,
you gotta find
five,
where
ten,
the ones
one,
and fives
like,
are.
Oh.
Well, I'm like that too, but like I will take the money in my hand, I will step to the side,
see,
and then I will organize it when I'm out of the way. I will put the stuff in the wallet in order, put the wallet in my pocket, and then be on my
you
way.
See, I can't.
But it's in my hand for like five
nope.
total seconds while I step aside.
I have to do it right then.
That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
You're out of control.
You are.
Trying to make conversation with the cab or rideshare driver.
Never had that.
That's always fun.
Do you have, now, when you drive people around, Mickey, you still do that?
Not right now, no. Okay.
When you did you try to initiate conversation?
Sometimes.
Or did you just kind of like let it ride, and if they wanted to talk, you would wait for them to start?
That's kind of how, like, I would initiate, like, I am willing to talk to you type of situation. If they wanted to talk, we'd have a conversation. If they just wanted to sit there and listen to music, that's what they did. I didn't care either way.
Okay. 80% said that that's awkward. By the way, 80% said having to put your change in your wallet while people were waiting in line behind you, 80% found that awkward. Teacher looking at you, 87% said awkward. Now moving on to number four. When you have to think of your order on the spot in front of the cashier at a restaurant, why would you ever need to do that?
Yeah, you should have time to look at the menu.
Yeah, you have time to look at the menu. Or if you're going to a place that has like a drive-thru or whatever, usually they have... I mean, well, in most cases, the menus haven't changed in friggin' 50 years, so you
well,
know
sure.
what's on there.
Although, I am in agreeance that it is awkward, because it has happened to me, like, I've went to a fast food place that I haven't been to in a while, and I'm like, there's no line. But here's the problem. It's the fast food place's problem, because they should put that menu up further.
Oh, you mean before you get into the cashier?
Before you get to the cashier. Why is it just there?
Like right behind them, so you have to stand there and look at it while they stare daggers
or
into your face?
Or wait at the drive-thru, and all you hear them and going, what would you like? Give me a minute, and then I end up ordering something I don't want.
I have been through some drive-thrus where they do have a menu set back from
they
the
They should
drive-thru.
All do that.
Yeah. When you're, that. By the way, 76% said that that's awkward. When you're playing on your phone and random kids watch over your shoulder. When does that
happen?
So, like,
if you're on an airplane or something.
Oh,
never happened to me. I don't know if it's awkward.
Yeah. I mean, I'm throwing bows. If that happens, get away from me. It's not awkward at all. It's an invitation to violence. 76% though said it's awkward. I guess it also depends on who these random kids are, though. Like, are you at a family gathering or like a sporting event? In which case, if you're at a sporting event, why are you like messing around on your phone?
Everybody messes around on their phone at all times.
Well, that's mostly true and pretty pathetic. Making eye contact with someone you don't know.
Oh, that is bad. That happens when I'm driving. Like, all of a sudden, I'll just look to the side. Like, it happened today. I was in traffic. We stopped at a stoplight. I looked over, and they happened to look at the same time, and I'm like...
So you can't even give them, like, the nod?
Well, for what? What do they think that's for?
Just say hi.
General politeness. Yeah, general politeness.
No, because then they think you're a weirdo, because I just turn around and go, hey!
Well, you don't got to do it like that.
Yeah, you don't got to wave. You just give them the nod. Like, hey, what's up? That's it. That's all you need to do.
You know what's
wild? Right, I've talked before about how here in the Northeast, you drive down the street, people walking on the sidewalk will stare daggers at you as you drive by. You notice that? Like, people walking down the street as you're driving by, they will glare at you through your windshield as you pass them.
No.
Yes, happens all the time. I'm gonna have to pay attention to Mickey,
that.
Use your eyes and look where you're going when you drive.
Here's the thing, though. When I leave your neighborhood, most of the time I see your neighbors. They always wave at me, and I wave back.
Well, they're
nice
people
here. When I
get
down my street, if somebody's walking down the street, they're usually listening on their headphones and just bumbling along. There's one kid that sings out loud all the time. It's hysterical.
No, people stare daggers,
right? They don't
stare. Out in Minnesota, when I was out there over the weekend for my sister's wedding, driving down the road, people I don't know and will never see again, just walking down the sidewalk, will look at you and wave.
But you were
everybody
in a small
town. Well, yeah, it was smallish. It's like the size of Scranton, roughly. But still, like, that's way different than the people around here. I was up in Scranton the other week for a real estate closing, and I was walking down the sidewalk toward the building, and people were walking by, and I always give people like a nod, or I'll say like good morning or whatever.
Right.
Nothing. They just glare and frown, and I'm like, God, what hurt you people? I mean, I know living in Scranton isn't exactly like glitz and glamour, but come on. You can say good morning, or just say morning, even if it's not good.
Yeah, maybe it's not a good morning.
When a stranger asks you for directions, I don't think that's awkward.
I think it's awkward when I have to. Not awkward, it's more so demoralizing, because I'll be sitting there, I'm like, even today when I lost my car, I'm like, it was awkward. I'll tell you when it was awkward, is when I asked the lady and I didn't realize she had earbuds in. And she just looked at me, and I'm like, directions! And then I'm like, oh, you can't hear me.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's awkward.
No, because you can't know where you are all the time.
Right.
We have a phone for that.
I've had people come up and ask me.
Which clearly is not always correct, seeing as you ended up at the end of a dead-end road
in a ditch.
I didn't
use my... No! Yeah.
That was an interesting...
I flipped really fast
on
that.
That was quite a journey that you just went on over the course of a half a second.
Yeah, my brain went on a fantastic voyage.
He's just trying to forget it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of these can be, I guess. More of them, I think, are annoying than anything
else. Like, if you are a socially awkward person in general, all of that would feel awkward to you.
I'm always curious when somebody admits that they're socially awkward, though. Like, what does that mean? Like, you don't know, like...
All of that, right there. Everything that you just explained on that list.
Yeah, okay. But, like... All of these things, and I know that's, like, easy for me to say because, like, my experience is I'm not socially awkward. So, like, for somebody who is, like, I just don't understand, like, why, if you don't know how to act around people, there's, like, two easy things to do. Mostly stay quiet and just be polite. Like, that's it. That's all you have to do if you don't know how to talk to people.
Sure.
So you could say, good morning, how are you? You can make the small talk. You can get through that because most people don't actually want to have long-form conversations. You just get over that, and then you just shut up. That's how you handle life. Like, it's really not that complicated.
I think I'm going to make it awkward for somebody. I want to make this list true. Like, if somebody says good morning to me as I'm walking into a store, I'm just going to go, and just walk the other
way.
Yeah,
next time you're fiddling with the dollar bills that somebody gives you in the grocery store, turn to the people behind you and go, well, this is sure awkward.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make all this true for everybody.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Film it. Film it when it happens.
No, because then I become arrested.
All right, we got time for one more segment. Do you want to do Tom Brady's coach, mental fitness coach, or the 12 most overrated movies people pretend to love?
I think 12 is going to take a little bit too long, so let's go to TB12.
All right, we'll go to TB12. We'll save the movies. We'll get Matt Damon again.
Fine.
So TB12 is next.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
At this point, I think it's safe to say that all of us on the show are mental health advocates.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. So in the interest of that, this might be something that interests a lot of people who may feel the same way. And if you don't, or you're on the fence, or you've never really thought about it, maybe this will convince you. So this is a coach named Greg Hardin. He is a peak performance coach.
What does that mean?
You get to peak performance.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that stuff, like I've listened to people who've like, you know, given talks and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of that in the real estate world. You know,
okay.
they push, like, you know, how to maximize.
Be the best that you can be.
Yeah, well, that kind of thing. And it's not beyond motivational, just, like, you know, maximizing the use of your time and all this other stuff. And, like, there's a lot of just this, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Working,
but, like,
lean.
Yeah, working, but it can be exhausting.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you actually implement it, like, you know, I was actually talking to somebody recently who was talking about one of the more successful agents that they know who closes, like, dozens upon dozens, maybe even like hundreds of deals every single year, but they have no life.
Sure.
They just work constantly. They're out of shape. They never
get... That
doesn't
sound like peak performance
to
me.
I mean, well, they never get good sleep, and that's kind of me. I'm always like, where's the cutoff between like doing well and actually still getting to live your life?
Right.
You know, there's got to be a balance there. But at any rate, peak performance coach Greg Hardin, whose clients include Michael Phelps and Tom Brady...
Okay.
So I guess it's like, well, let's get into it. He wrote a book that came out this month called Stay Sane in an Insane World, How to Control the Controllables and Thrive. So here is top 6 tips for how to reach your maximum potential, I guess, or your peak performance.
Just thinking, though, they used Michael Phelps and Tom Brady. Michael Phelps got in trouble for smoking pot.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady has tried to retire how many times now?
Yeah. Yeah. And
ruined his family.
Yeah.
Because he went back.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily good. Well, I mean, Michael Phelps, I don't care about him smoking pot.
Neither do I.
In fact, he should get a platinum medal if he was able to win stuff in the Olympics while high.
Well, dude, sure. The amount of food that he had to eat for the fitness regimen that he was on, like, sometimes you need help in wanting to stay hungry.
Right.
So, you know.
So this guy's like the mental health coach for, like, surf and turf.
Right. Yeah. Quite literally. But yeah, that's the thing. So like immediately, though, when I hear about stuff like this, like maximize your potential, you know, increase your productivity and all that, I'm always like, oh, God, like this is just going to be a bunch of like ridiculous Excel tables that I'm going to have to read through and everything else. But maybe let's see what this guy actually has to say. Number one, discover the power of breathing.
Breathe in.
Yeah, take.
Breathe out.
This is if it's what I'm thinking it is. It's what I've learned is the 8-second pause. The pause button.
What?
Oh, God, thank you.
Okay, I didn't know what was going on.
I was holding my breath that whole... She was telling me breathe in, breathe out. I was holding my breath that whole time.
No, but the 8-second pause.
Yeah.
You take 8 seconds if you're mad and just sit there.
The art of pausing is something I think more people need to adopt.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's see if that's what...
Discover the power of breathing. He says it sounds simple, but it's underrated. Start by taking 5 deep, slow breaths. Breathe in and hold. And as you exhale, think about letting go of all of your stress and anxiety.
So it's like the
meditating.
8-second pause.
Yeah, a brief meditation. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in Zen Buddhism and stuff like that about, you know, the focusing on your breath and, like, finding those quiet spaces, you know, with everything flying
around
you.
If a Buddhist makes a mistake, does he go, Buddha, kuda, wuda?
No, but I'm gonna now. Number two, identify what's working and what's not. How do you spend your time? Who are you spending it with? And are those things building you up or sabotaging you? But also be conscious of how you're getting in your own way.
Well, yeah, you want to know your control. This is the controllables.
You know what, though? There's an interesting thing there, though, that I think, like, I don't know. It's weird because I've known people who've taken advice like this to, I think, an unhealthy extreme where, like, unless it's serving me, I don't want it. And it's right. Like, well, listen here. Like, you can't take that to the point of being ridiculously selfish. We're like, unless there's something about you that is contributing to my existence, I don't want anything to do with you.
No, it's
like
a give and take.
Yeah, all friendships. Yeah, all friendships right. are. So there's gonna be a time when, like, you're gonna need to give to that person. That doesn't necessarily serve you.
No, but I think where this guy's getting at, and what I think you should do in that situation and taking that advice, is take out people that are toxic.
Correct. Oh, sure. Yeah.
That are actually hurting your life.
This is the thing, though, is that some people do not recognize what a toxic individual is, as opposed to somebody that is healthy for their friendship, their you know, relationship, whatever's going on. So they need to understand that first. Having a therapist helps with that.
Right. Yeah. But that's the thing, you have to learn how to kind of step back and think of objectively about those things.
Right.
You can't just be the kind of person, oh my God, I can't believe that Kelsey needs my help again.
Right.
It's like, God almighty, like, they're your friend. Like, yes. They're going to you because they feel like you're a safe place for them. That's not a bad or toxic thing necessarily.
Right.
And then it also says, where are you getting in your own way? Where are you making your own mistakes?
Right.
And I agree with that. Sometimes we got to look inward.
Oh, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like, those things that you might think are bad, or you're putting value judgments on whatever, it's you projecting something
right.
that's broken in your own brain. Mm-hmm. Give 100%, 100% of the time. I'm sorry, that is unrealistic.
Yeah, no.
We are not built that way. You can't give 100%, 100% of the time.
I am. Well, that's why I sleep so good.
You're just sleeping through the whole day, huh?
I give 100%
okay,
of the
Kara.
Time. Listen, it's always 100%. If I don't go to 100%, I leave.
Yeah, I mean, there's a thing, like,
I guess that realistically, I think this is more the 100%. Don't be harsh on yourself. You know, mentally know that what you are giving is enough.
Yeah, well, that's the, you can try. Doing your best doesn't mean doing the best.
Correct.
It just means you're doing your best. And like, but here's the thing, though. There's going to be days where you can't even do your best. You're mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, exhausted.
But I think
it's okay to say, you know what? I'm just not in it today.
Right.
And just, you know, go home and go to sleep.
But
just call it a loss and just take the L and move on.
That's the thing. I think what he's trying to get across is we shouldn't half-ass things. If you're going to do it, do it.
Sure.
Do it full-assed.
As we tend to do most things.
Mm-hmm.
He says, make that mindset your default mode, including when you're doing stuff you don't like. I mean, I feel like that's...
I'm going to do dishes like a maniac.
Yeah. Yeah, just sprint through them.
I'm
yeah.
just going, ugh!
And if you miss anything, if there's a spot, you have to just throw it. Like, just
I know.
Whatever it is, you just throw it across the room.
I know, and yeah.
And then scream. Number four. Master yourself.
Always.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I
Explain
give it 100%
daily. Yeah.
Does it involve a hand?
He does that like a maniac too. Ah! Oh God, the friction.
So what does that mean?
I got rug burn. He says your goal should be to become the world's greatest expert on one subject. You. That means being critical, but also being your own best friend. Okay, that I agree with.
I totally sure. agree with that.
Yeah, you should be pursuing knowing yourself.
Yeah, know what your morals are. Yep. Understand, you know, where you stand in life.
Yeah, understand your limitations. Understand your
boundaries.
Your boundaries, your trauma, your experiences, and how you relate to them and how they shape your perspective. All of those things are very, very important in order for you to be able to appropriately relate to the world around you.
Right.
Number five, decide to change. Now, this might actually go along with some things you're familiar with, right? Being able to pivot and make changes is why we're unique and amazing. Direct quote, human beings can decide to shift and change, to reinvent themselves, to discover a whole new approach to their lives. In other words, you're in control, but only if you decide to be.
Yeah, it's the whole idea is you're not too old to be different.
Absolutely.
Than what you did. A lot of people feel stuck.
Mm.
At a certain age, they're like, I did this for so long, I can't get out of it.
Or,
I wish I did that when I was younger.
Yes.
Why
always.
Can't you do it now?
Right. Yeah.
What's stopping you?
There's always, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this. There's always opportunity to grow.
Right.
And to learn. And that's the thing. Like, you should want to learn and continue learning even into old age.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not learning, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying. That's really what it is. Living things are growing. The only things that are like not growing or crumbling and decaying are things that are dying.
It's
so
funny. When my mom was in, one of the things we were talking about was continuing to learn, because supposedly it is supposed to help you with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, teaching yourself new things every once in a while. It doesn't have to be like a new skill or whatever, but just pick up a new book about a different subject.
Right.
And just like, yeah, whatever.
You could even watch TV and learn something new.
Sure. Yeah.
Watch the Food Network and learn how to cook something.
Absolutely.
Or go on a hike. See something. Oh, wait. No.
No. That's when you're faking something.
Tom Brady's favorite mantra he got from this guy was, if it's to be, it's up to me.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately the only thing you're really in control of in the world is yourself.
Yep.
And the way that you react to stuff.
Well, yeah, people say that person made me mad. No, you made yourself mad.
You got it.
You allowed that person to make you mad. That person cannot control your feelings.
Correct.
100-100. Thumbs up.
Smiley face. Poop.
Sunglasses guy. Poop.
Eggplant.
Finally, number six.
No.
Real.
No.
Now, this is interesting because this kind of, I think, maybe clashes with number three, but whatever. Realize it's perfectly okay to not be perfect. He says, give 100.
That's why I'm saying that. Give 100%, even if it comes to your own feelings. And again, being in control of yourself. You may be looking at yourself going like, oh, I'm only given 90%. But realistically, you are doing the best you can for that day. So if you feel a little down, if you feel a little out of, you know, whack, you're still doing the best that you can for that day. So I don't think that's out of scope. It's just, I think the 100% needs to be worded differently.
Yeah, yeah, you can't, like, because people take that to mean, like, I should be doing perfect all the time.
Correct.
You know, I should always be operating at maximum efficiency.
Here's the thing. You could go 100% and still fail.
Sure.
Well, sure, yeah. But that's the other thing, too, is, like, you can't always operate at maximum efficiency. A bad night's sleep will mess up your whole day.
Right.
So, like, you can't just always expect, oh, every day I'm going to be able to be 100% on 100% everything 100% of the time. Your mind wanders, you get tired, whatever. But there's some of the best advice I think I've ever heard or gotten in this this section here. He says, give 100% always, but never expect perfection, and remind yourself your job is what you do, not who you are.
Yeah.
He even told Tom Brady, you are more than football.
Absolutely.
That's the thing that a lot of people, I think, get tied up in.
Yeah.
They get tied up
in
their jobs. Yeah. Well, not even just complacent, but they get tied up in their jobs. They get tied up in the
work. It becomes them.
Yeah. This is all I need. I just, my job or whatever working is all that I do.
Yeah.
You know, because I need to whatever.
And that's why people are so devastated if they lose their job, mm-hmm. because it becomes their identity.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Too much of that happens, I think. I mean, even down to, like, you know, you meet somebody new. What's one of the first things they ask you? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell does that matter? I put food on the table. The means by which I do it, ought to be irrelevant. Unless it's something legitimately interesting.
Next time someone asks me that, and it's going to go back to that awkward segment, someone's going to go, what do you do? I'll be like, your mom.
There you go.
Boom. Roasted.
I'm going to make love to you, woman. So that's his six bits of advice from Tom Brady's brain guy. Yeah, I'll take it. Most of that's all right. Just remember to keep all things in balance. That's the important thing to remember. And also remember to subscribe to A Freak Accident so that when new episodes come out, you get them.
You have the perfect balance of your week.
Yes, yes, we do. We kind of do come in at a good time on Thursday. We power you through that last crappy day into your Friday. You know, so it's a nice thing for you. So you get new episodes whenever they come out by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave us a good review.
Yes.
If you really enjoy this show, every good review adds to our cred in, like, the podcast world and helps us climb higher in like the recognition side of things. So help us out with that. We'd love you for it. Be sure to interact with us on social media. We're all over the place. Just search A Freak Accident. You can find us. Or the easiest way to find out everything about the show is to go to our website, afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com. The letter A, freakaccident.com. You can visit our podcast section for every episode we've ever done. The Connect section has all of those social media links in there. And we've even got a shop with t-shirts that you can buy that are still relatively inexpensive. And you can request free stickers, too, that we will just send you in the mail. So, yeah, do that. And then next week, hopefully, we'll get to that movie thing.
Yeah.
The 12 movies that people pretend to love, which I know people are itching to find out what those are at this point because we've Matt Damon them 2 weeks in a row. Lazy E won't be here next week.
No.
Kara, who knows? You know, she bumps her head and falls down. I mean, you know, maybe she won't make it.
No, next week will be a party.
Right, yeah, it'll be something, I'm sure. Yeah. Lazy, so, again, we still won't be a full show. One day we'll get back to it, and we'll have more than one episode in a row like that. When is it going to happen? Well, you gotta
subscribe.
Yeah, you got to subscribe and keep listening to find out. But thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again soon for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Fart.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.